This is your Words of Hope for July 9, 2020. In today's devotional, we consider what it means to gather together with other Christians in faith and unity. And we realize that in the Christian life, connection and encouragement is not an optional act. The title of today's devotional is Connected, and was written by Joel Plantinga. As always, we begin with Scripture. Today, we're reading from the book of Hebrews. We're going to read chapter 10, verses 19 through 25. Therefore, brothers, since we have confidence to enter the holy place by the blood of Jesus, by the new and living way that he opened for us through the curtain, that is, through his flesh, and since we have a great priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, with our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works, not neglecting to meet together as in the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near. In an episode of NBC's hit series, The Office, Dwight was challenged to do something for a coworker needing a favor in the best interests of their team. He responded, "We're no more of a team than a people staying in the same hotel are a team." Just because we attend worship in the same building at the same time doesn't make us a community. The church is the body of Christ, described as being connected to each other. Today's text describes the foundation of our community as a shared confidence that comes from Christ's sacrifice, this amazing truth that he has granted us assurance and forgiveness. As a result, we are urged to hold to our confession and consider how to stir one another to love and good works. First, when it comes to church, you have to be there to participate in its life. There's a troubling trend, at least in the American church, of Christians viewing worship attendance as less important. More than that, we have to want to be there, a desire that comes from God to celebrate his goodness and grace. Finally, we are commanded to encourage each other to grow up toward maturity in Christ. This means that we connect with each other, getting close enough in relationship to have both the perspective and ability to help others towards obedience. We belong to each other and owe it to God to lift up his people. When you pray today, ask God to bring someone into your life whom you can encourage. My prayer for you is that even if you're not able to regularly attend a worship service, you look for connection in other ways. Today's devotional was written by Joel Plantinga. I'm your host, Adam Navis, and I also produce today's show. Christy Prinz is the executive director for all Words of Hope Media. For more information about the work of Words of Hope, visit woh.org. For questions, comments, or prayer requests, email devotional@woh.org. Please join us tomorrow for more Words of Hope.